Get the birthday candle ready, cause here comes Chestnut's carrot cake.
I know we want this to be special, but Chestnut is a horse. Any day he's not being made into an IKEA meatball is a birthday.
And remember, even though it's his 10th birthday, we have to pretend he's 6 or he'll be in a bad mood all week. Surprise! Happy birthday, Chestnut! Max, he was supposed to do that.
What? I know what he wished for. That one day he and I live in a world where our love is recognized and we have the same rights as gay couples.
There you go, baby.
Hey, look, his shoe just fell off. Or maybe he kicked it off because he's getting ready to party.
What are we gonna do? We don't have any money. I wanted a massage last week, so I just sat next to someone on the bus who looked like he'd touch me.
I may have an idea how we can get him. A guy I picked up at Oktoberfest is a blacksmith. At least I think he was. I remember a leather apron and something being heated in a fire. Smith. He now shares an artisan barn with a lady who makes clothing out of bees.
I guess that's why our cupcake shop didn't work. We weren't providing a service that everyone needs.
He looked at our boy, and not only does Chestnut need 4 new shoes, he has a hoof fungus.
A hoof fungus? That's so ghetto.
Pretty sure he got it from me because we shower together. And the cost of new shoes and vet fee, $1,400.
Max, I feel awful. I'm a bad mother.
You're not a bad mother. I know bad mothers. I came out of one.
Ladies, what's happening over there? You know a gathering of more than 2 white people makes me nervous.
Earl, one of them's Asian.
Same thing.
Who would I talk to about the diner? We're interested in renting this location to film a TV show. We think your diner would be a great place to kill someone.
I get it, because every time I come in here, I die a little.
Here's my card, Tom Wu, Law & Order Special Victims
Unit. Shut your face, Tom Wu! I love all the Law & Orders, especially SVU. Their stories are ripped from the headlines, and I don't read the newspaper, so that's where I get all my news.
Well, cool, let me go get the director. That's him over there.
Look how cute the director is. He's my rugged guy type. Not really rugged at all, but buys expensive, rugged-looking clothing from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Hi, DJ Kingsley.
Nice beard. You grow all that stubble or just set your razor to Jason Statham?
Excuse me, sir. You've got a great face. Have you ever done any extra work?
Well, I was in the 1973 classic Scream, Blackula, Scream. Pam Grier kicked me in the nuts and called me a jive turkey.
If you'd consider it, I'd love to have your look in the episode.
Hey, what about me? You could shave my head, drag me behind a car, or anything else I've already done for free.
Sure. And you must be an actress. You're way too pretty to just be a waitress.
Thank you. In fact, I have done a little acting. In high school, I portrayed Fantine in Les Miserables.
Just hearing you say that makes me miserable.
Well, how about it? You want to hang with me and be an extra on Special Victims Unit?
It pays $112 a day plus whatever you normally make in tips.
Oh, so about $115? I'm in. Mama needs a new pair of horseshoes.
So, where's the boss?
I'm the boss, but I'll get the guy who owns the place. Ole, they're shooting a TV show here in the back of my head or the side of my boob is going to be in it.
Good for you, Max. I was on Ukraine's version of Big Brother once, better known as Just Living in Ukraine.
Law & Order Special Victims Unit wants to shoot in the diner, and if you don't say yes, you'll be my special victim when I cut your unit off.
Please say yes, hon. They're gonna pay us to be in the background.
But do you know how to act?
Actually, we do. My acting's method, whereas hers is more meth head.
Hey, come in. And remember, if he says no, he doesn't mean it. He just wants you to flirt with him a little bit.
Not so fast, Max. Hello, I'm Han Lee, the owner and proprietor.
Oh, proprietor. That word's bigger than you are.
What kind of compensation do you want?
Whoa, my Asian brother. Slow down. Let Let's enjoy the dance.
We'd like to shoot here. It's got the right amount of funk and skank.
If we do real good in this and get a spin-off, that'll be the name of our show. Funk and Skank.
Okay, but I don't want to be Skank.
Oh, clearly I'm Skank.
And may I say I'm honored I have such a worthy opponent to battle with. 아저씨, 우리 같이 춤 좀 춥시다.
Dude, I'm from Pasadena.
I can't believe this. I never thought I'd be in a TV show where no one was yelling, "You are not the father."
Let's go. Bring in the waitress extras.
Ooh, I love these uniforms. I feel like Brenda from 90210 when she was dressed as that 50s waitress at the Peach Pit.
Well, when we're the big stars of Funk and Skank, we won't have to wear any uniforms.
But wait, aren't Funk and Skank cops?
No, they're hookers.
How about a compromise? Cops by day, prostitutes by night. You know, copstitutes.
Either way, we're New York's finest.
Okay, everybody, ready. Here we go.
Look at Earl over there. Good luck, Earl.
Camera on the door.
Scene A, take one.
And action. The shooter comes in. And cut. Good. Reset.
Earl, that was inspiring. I hope everyone who sees you goes out and ignores a crime.
It was like that scene was about the cash register guy. You really brought something extra. I smell an Emmy.
Oh, that's weed.
Hi. Sorry we haven't gotten you guys yet. Why don't you hang out in the office? I hear there's good sushi. You look pretty.
I think the director kind of likes me.
Well, I don't know about him, but his penis does.
Okay, camera on the door.
Scene A, take two.
And action, shooter comes in.
Bang, bang!
Hey! Excuse me, how did you get through?
Oh, please. I once got through the Berlin Wall. You think two kids with walkie-talkies could stop me?
Damn, this room's got a sweet spread. Free sushi? Ah, yes. Free dessert? Ah, duh.
This is great. We've got to figure out a way to get paid to sit around, eat free food, and do nothing more often.
Oh, I think you cracked that code a long time ago.
Would it be tacky if I packed some sushi in my purse for later?
Already packed mine, already packed yours.
This is the VIP lounge. See, the shrimp have already been deterred.
Oh, hi, girls. Well, you finally got new uniforms. You look stupid.
These are actually from the costume department of a little show called Law & Order SVU that Max and I are co-starring in.
Co-stars? Honey, please, you taught us extras.
extra paid and full of purse sushi.
They're ready for you two.
Oh, be right there. Just gonna put my purse in the fridge.
Thomas, Tom, T-Pain, can we chat?
What does it do?
Your crew got soy sauce all over my computer, and according to our agreement, you must pay all the damages.
How much do you want?
$300.
That's a piece of crap.
But it was a gift from my father, and you know how important family is in our culture.
Again, I don't. I was raised by two white women.
Hey. Yes, who do I talk to about becoming a star?
This is so exciting.
God, that woman keeps pushing my head down. I feel like I'm on a date with her.
Okay, so you guys are here behind the counter doing your waitress thing. Shooter aims for the cook, but hits her, our featured waitress.
Hey, didn't I already see you on SVU? Oh, yeah, I remember. They found your head in a mini fridge in the Hudson. I knew I recognized you.
Wait, we've already killed you? Sorry, babe, you're out.
Aw. Well, you gave great head.
Tom, we gotta bump someone up to the featured waitress. Pays $1,000 more.
Max, that could be the extra money we need for Chestnut. Could one of us do it?
Can either you act like you've been hit with a bullet?
Well, it just so happens I have been hit by a bullet twice. Once at a 7-Eleven and once running away in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven. So, yeah, I think I got this.
I'm thinking maybe a blonde would be better. Caroline?
Well, I did have a pretty convincing death scene as Fantine, and I died like, well, should I just show you?
You are such a nerd.
That's great, Caroline. Special effects, put the blood device on Caroline. She's our special victim.
Really? I got it?
Yes, but a little less French Revolution and a lot more face down on the floor.
You can't take a shot. You can't even do a shot. Don't be mad, Max. I'm doing this for Chestnut. And it's not my fault he liked my death scene. He liked your death scene with his penis. Wow, Max, show business really brings out the worst in you.
You haven't seen me at a wedding.
Hello? You just put your hand on a woman's blouse without asking?
Every day.
Well, here, can I help you?
No. It's a union thing.
Aren't you in there a little long?
Yeah.
Caroline, that special effects rig you're wearing is very sensitive, so don't let anything near your chest.
Except me.
And don't be nervous. The camera's gonna love you. How could it not?
DJ, stop flirting with me. I'm gonna die soon and you'll never get over me.
Promise you'll die soon?
Max, I'm about to be shot and I can't die with bad blood between us.
We're good. You're living my dream, girl. Do me proud.
I will.
No! Don't hug with it! Caroline, you set the thing off. We weren't rolling.
Really? That's too bad, because that was gold.
That's a wrap, everybody. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
I'm so sorry. It just went off.
Prettiest screw-up all day. After you get cleaned up, why don't we have dinner at my hotel?
Dinner? Yeah, I'd like that.
Now, let's say 8. My assistant will give you the address and my room number.
You know, this is exactly how you look in all my dreams where I shoot you.
The director just invited me to dinner at his hotel, but it's in his room. Do you think he...
Yes.
Is that why he...
Yes.
Will you come with?
Yes.
Maybe you're wrong. Maybe he thought my audition was really...
No.
Caroline, next time, maybe a little less.
Now remember, if this director slips you anything that looks like a sweet tart, it's probably that date rape drug that knocks you out and distorts your memory. Or at least that's what it does to the guys I give it to.
It's never gonna get to that. I have my own date rape drug. I talk about myself incessantly till guys get bored and pass out.
So if that doesn't work, what are your limits? A little over the sweater, under sweater, a little front door, back door, a little secret staircase?
I don't know what that is, but no one goes up my staircase, not even for Chestnut. At the most, I'll do kissing.
You are thinking like an extra. You need to think like a star if you're gonna buy Chestnut shoes, then therapy, then a way out of Scientology.
Oh, hi. You brought company.
Yes, she's my ride. We share a subway card.
Well, she uses the card. I jump the turnstile and she pretends to chase me yelling, "Don't worry, I'll get her."
Well, come on in. Stay for a glass of champagne, Max. Oh, and don't worry about taking the subway home alone. My driver can take you.
Now I'm torn because as much as I don't want you to have sex against your will, I do want to roll up to the McDonald's in a limo.
There's no rush. Come on, let's sit down and hang out.
It was really nice of you to invite me up here to have a casual work-related dinner.
Max there, Caroline there, and me, well, here. Can't turn it off, still directing.
Oh, you know, I love this hotel. I came here once to do a photo shoot for a 20 under 20 teen millionaires to watch spread, and I remember I had just gotten my haircut, which was a big decision because I was kind of known for my long hair, and he wanted to take an inch off, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you're known for your long hair... People are expecting to see you with long hair.
So, is that okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's just Max is here, and I don't want her to feel left out.
Sorry. Got it. That was nice.
You're a good kisser. Are you eating a cinnamon Altoid?
I'm eating a cinnamon Altoid.
Well, then I just tasted you.
Look, DJ, I think you have the wrong idea.
Oh, hold that thought. I would never interrupt this for a work call, but it's my wife, and I want to say goodnight to the kids.
That guy's a player. I'm not talking my way out of this one. We're screwed.
Yeah, he's got a high tolerance. Your long hair speech almost roofied me.
What do we do, Max. I don't want to offend him. We need that extra money for Chestnut. This is the oldest tale in the book. A woman forced to trade her body to get her child shoes. It's Shakespearean. It's Dickensian. It's Kardashian. Look at the bright side. You already thought he was sexy, so you were probably going to sleep with him eventually. And now that he's married, you know he won't cheat on you with somebody else because you're with somebody else. You a sad bitch. No, Max, I can just tell him how I feel. Besides, he probably already got it. You heard me tell him he read the signs wrong. Apparently the sign he read said three-way up ahead.
Pretty good, right? Hit show, wife, kids, still find time to get to the gym. So you guys need to drink a little more before we do this? Because I don't.
All right, I'm just going to say this before that towel comes off. I think you've misread the signals here.
Really? That sucks.
I'm sorry. These things happen. It reminds me of that time I had tea with that prince in Dubai and he thought he bought me.
Turns out he bought a different blonde. Oh, men.
Morning, DJ.
Morning.
See, Max, no hard feelings. I told you it was gonna work out. Hi, I'm ready for my fake blood pouch.
I think you got the wrong breast. But for a rough guy, you got a soft touch.
Yep. There's been a change. Max is now getting featured, and you're in the BG background.
Is it real?
Yep.
Nice job.
You hear that, Max? Now I'm in the BG. I didn't do DJ, so I'm in the BG.
Max, we have time for one full take before lunch, then we'll come back and do the rest of your coverage after. Hey, maybe you and I could have a little lunch together in my trailer.
Well, I do love a trailer.
Okay, let's stay on schedule, people. My kid's reading a poem at school. By the way, your rack looks fantastic.
You seem like a great dad.
DJ, is this about last night? Because I wouldn't wear a towel.
No, we're good. I don't want to see that. Bury her deep.
Bury her deep? Did he just say bury her deep?
Caroline, you need to work back there.
Is this how Hollywood treats women?
This is how Hollywood treats everyone.
Everybody ready?
Max, if you do this, you'll be getting paid for sex.
Well, it's about time.
Places, everyone.
You don't have to do this. Chestnut is my horse.
And action. Max, you're wiping the counter. The killer comes in. You look up.
Don't do it. We can spend money somewhere else.
Time. Tom, I don't want to see her.
Caroline.
Here they come.
Come on, everybody. Back to one.
And action. Max, you're wiping the counter. The killer comes in. You look up.
Hiccup!
Max, seriously, it's not worth it.
Cut! Get her out of there. Reset.
Sorry about all that, people. Now let's give me the bullet I've been waiting for my whole life.
I haven't felt this unwanted since I tried to teach those inner city school kids how to knit.
Seriously, Caroline, you have to stay here, away from the shot, or neither of you's gonna be paid.
Hey, Tom, you know what this scene needs? A little more cashier.
Boy, that crew is doing a lot of damage to this diner.
Well, I'm doing some damage to this fancy French water.
150 for the floor, 20 for the napkins they used, and... and $55 for that gorgeous picture of the city.
This is ridiculous. How much longer do I have to wait to be discovered?
Do what every other American would do. Skip the hard work and put out a sex tape.
Oh, I'm gonna go out there. Where's my lipstick? Here. Hold my shake weight. I'm a fresca. Oh, hi. Who do I talk to about getting a part in this thing? I mean, I already let the guy who puts out the cookies touch my boobs.
We don't have a guy who puts out cookies.
Yo.
Okay, everybody ready. Camera up.
Oh, he looks important.
Oh, no. Stop.
Now let go. Ooh.
Not the blood switch.
Shoot on my chest and you're done with me.
Ah, you're looking for a new girl.
Last time I looked,
like this, I was coming out of an acid trip and my friend Daniel was missing. I gotta admit, getting shot felt kind of gangsta waitress. I'm like notorious BLT.
So here's the deal. We'll pay for the day yesterday, but not for today or for the featured extra.
Say what?
Not so fast, my brother. Here is the latest tally for my diner damage.
What's this last $1,000 charge?
That is for the damage done to Max and Caroline. According to Cruz Scuttlebutt, the director tried some funny business last night.
This is not cool, dude.
It is most decidedly not cool, pal. So maybe there is someone in a union I can talk to about this particular damage?
Not to mention the child labor laws you violated by working with Han.
Don't talk to anyone. I'll get him paid. It sucks. I knew we should have shot at a Denny's.
Han, that is the sweetest, coolest thing you just did for us. It is. And Caroline is totally gonna put out for you tonight. That's kind of her thing now.
Well, I don't want anyone to take advantage of you two. You're my girls.
And tonight on a very special episode of Funkin' Skank, the cute, tiny Asian guy turns out to be the girl's pimp. And the constitutes are able to buy new horseshoes.